Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, and you'll be doing yourself a favor. It's a great site, lots of good stuff there. Help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the archives and the articles, our Brain Trust members, now over 500 strong, the largest community of small business experts in the world. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog, which is right there at the homepage as well. You can subscribe to that too, by the way. Judith Wright is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Judith is an educator. She's a coach, a life coach, and a lifestyles expert. She's an inspirational speaker, a best-selling author, and corporate consultant. She's the author of a book. Oh, by the way, she's also a small business owner. I want to point that out. She's also the author of the book I'm holding in my hand. This is not her first book, by the way. This book is called The One Decision, and she's our guest. Judith Wright, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for joining me. And first, congratulations on a beautiful book.
Oh, thank you.
It not only looks great, it's an important one. And the things that you talk about in this book, Judith, are things that we talk about in this show and have now been doing now for over 8 years. And I want to read, if you don't mind, would you mind if I read a short passage from your book?
I'd love it. It'd be great.
Folks, listen to this and see if you haven't heard this before, but Judith says it better. The one decision is a personal commitment about how you are going to live your life. It is not a small step or a nice idea or a good decision. It is the one decision you will make that will completely change your life. It is compelling dedication to the way of being, a quality of life, or a higher principle or higher power. It is a decision so powerful that it becomes a touchstone, the touchstone you orient to when making every other decision. It is a personal commitment, and it's different for everyone. That is something, Judith, that I think people ought to probably type up and write down or something, or make a copy of that little passage, just that little passage out of your book, and put it on their morning mirror. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. I think, you know, it's a really reminder that it's important for us to decide how we want to live our lives, and each of us has that choice to make, and our life isn't something to wish or hope or dream away. It's something to really decide how do we want it to be and let that big decision guide the smaller decisions of our lives.
One of the things that I've encouraged my audience to do, since a mentor encouraged me to do this 30 years ago, is to make lots of decisions. He said to me, one of my mentors said, if you make lots of decisions and if you know what you're doing, you know the business you're in, you'll make most of them the right way. But to talk about one decision and have that be sort of, as you say, your touchstone, your North Star, most of us make a decision we think is our one decision, but we might be fooling ourselves, mightn't we?
Well, I think that's the case. I mean, we make what I call our undecisions rather than the one decision. I mean, think many of us, especially in small businesses, you get used to setting goals and having lists of things that you'll do, but oftentimes don't really have the one decision, that guiding philosophy behind everything else that we can be doing in our lives and in our businesses. And it's a very important thing. Like, you know, what really matters to me? What do I want this to be about? What do I want my business to manifest for myself? And it's an important question. And sometimes we can also get it for our businesses. Sometimes we have a mission statement for our business, but sometimes we miss that for our lives, our personal lives. And if you can have a mission for yourself, a one decision, it not only impacts your personal life, it impacts your relationships, your health, your well-being, your business, your service to the community. It has a pervasive effect throughout all of your life.
Well, exactly. But it's not always easy to get that, is it?
No,
because there are competing decisions, aren't there?
Well, I think that's the case. That's the power and the beauty of the one decision, because if you have the one decision, the competition no longer exists, because you can measure every single decision you're making by that one decision. And then it becomes one decision. Does this further my one decision or not? If not, then I can let it go. And if it does, then that's a choice for me. And that one decision can guide everything from, you know, from what you eat for breakfast to what account you take on to who you marry to what you wear. It really can have that kind of influence in every single decision.
Should we always be, well, let me ask you this. Does your one decision change in your life?
Well, you know, in
can
some
it
ways it does. It does change because the commitment deepens and the words might change, but the path continues. It's an interesting thing. Like mine has shifted some in my life, however, that it, because I learn more about it. And it's an interesting thing because there's someone I was working with, and their one decision had to do with truth and being genuine and having a life of integrity. And they've begun to understand that more fully over time, so she defines it differently. But if you can see how powerful that is in business and your personal life, because it allows her to be more genuine with her husband, she tells deeper truths, she doesn't keep secrets, she's more integrous in her business and her financial dealings. It's really, when she goes to get dressed in the morning, what helps me look most like me today? That kind of big one decision then guides all the other aspects of her life, and
well,
her understanding of it deepens over time.
An example that I was thinking of for a small business owner would be someone who had a burning desire to be in business, and they followed that dream and went into business, but it turns out that what they did wasn't the thing that they loved more than anything. They did love being in business, but they weren't doing the thing that they really loved in the business, if you see what I mean.
Sure. Sometimes.
And then there was this hobby. There was this thing that they did. Maybe it was woodworking or whatever it might have been. There was this hobby that they did. And over time, they realized that that's the business they should have been in all along. They just didn't know it in the early days.
Well, and I think that's helpful. But, you know, to decide to go into business isn't a one decision. That's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person had been more in touch with being, maybe their one decision was something like being in touch with their talents and offering those to the world.
Exactly.
Or, you know, being satisfied and being a source of satisfaction for others or something. You know, if it had that kind of overarching, chances are they would have discovered their passion in that hobby in the first place.
That's the point I was trying to make, is they without realizing it, were looking for that one decision, but they weren't making it the right way.
Right.
There was something competing for them out there. How do we... Well, I'll tell you what, Judith, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get you to help us find our own one decision. I know you've got a process that you're going to help us with. Folks, you don't want to miss this. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Judith Wright. She's the author of the brand new book, The One Decision. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Little Robert Cray for you there. Serious blues, man. Judith Wright is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The One Decision. Make the single choice that will lead to a life of more. And Judith, tell us where the book's available, please.
It's available in bookstores everywhere and also online, and they can get it at our website, www.judithwright.com. And in fact, if they go to our website, we have a wonderful offer right now. If they buy the book, they can get a free training with me for them and a friend. And
wow.
A coaching session. It's a great offer. Right.
Let's say that again. I want to make sure everybody hears that. If they go to your website, right?
Right now, yeah. If they buy it from our website.
Would it be autographed?
But yes, they can get it autographed.
Autographed. I got you a special deal there, folks. Autographed book, and you'll throw in what now?
I'm throwing in a free training with me, and not only that, they can bring a friend or a loved one. So it's two free trainings.
What kind of training would we be talking about here?
Called the One Decision. So I will actually help people through with making their one decision, understanding how its power and how to use it in their lives.
So, folks, if what we talk about in the next few minutes, doesn't get you, up and going on your on the track to take you to the stars, and you need just a little bit more, this would be a great decision. And thank you, Judith, for making that offer to my audience. I appreciate it very much. By the way, folks, be sure to tell them that you heard about it on the show. All right, now, take us through the steps to get to the one decision, because there's a lot of clutter. I'm imagining a forest to get through to find the one tree that we're looking for. I was thinking, as you were talking earlier, Judith, about being out in the ocean, looking up at the stars. The stars are never more beautiful and more prominent than when you don't have any competing light. You're out there on the ocean, look at those stars. But I got to find that one star. How do I do this? How do I find that one decision?
You're right. It does have that beautiful power, and it's just like the stars. You can navigate your life from that. It's really a personal decision for each person. What I've done in the one decision in the book is that I've looked at all the thousands of people that I've worked with and in my own life and tried to see what everybody had in common with these deeper commitments. And I've divided the book up into each chapter is an aspect or a facet of a one decision. What happens when people read the book is that they can feel like which one feels most like them, what resonates for them, what stories and anecdotes do they relate to the best. It might be there's a chapter on the truth, another one on the way of the heart,
mm-hmm.
another perhaps on presence, the power of presence. And all those things can be a one decision, but what is really interesting about a one decision is once you start living one, you experience all the aspects of it. It's that pervasive. If you start with truth, you end up finding your heart and you become more present. It comes that way. So what I've tried to do is really show people what those windows into life can be and what happens when people commit to that as their one decision. And through just having that experience, they can get clearer on what it is that resonates for them. Then at the end, I included a 30-day guide if someone wants to use to apply those principles for 30 days so they can become even more clear. It's almost like they can test drive a one decision and then claim one for themselves. The other beauty of it, the way I put it together, is that you don't even have to make a one decision and you can still get the benefits from it if you really start applying what's in the book.
Is it okay to try and fail to get to the one decision? In other words, is it possible to start out with one decision training wheels?
Yeah, then I think that's the way to do it because, the one decision isn't about perfection. It's not about doing it right. But some people ask me, if there's only one decision to make and I make it wrong, then I've ruined my life. Well, no. The training wheels is great because what happens, a very act of committing to something, you get more engaged with life. You start experiencing your life differently. You take bigger risks. Your life becomes more of an adventure, and that starts to take you on your journey. The very act of taking on anything that's bigger gets you into the game, and I think that's really important.
How much is failure involved in getting to the one decision?
Well, in a way, there's no real failure if you have a one decision because you can always reorient it. If you feel like you've gotten off course, your one decision helps you get back on. Your one decision helps you analyze what worked or what didn't work or, what happened. So
that's what I'm getting at. I mean, I keep coming back to what is often attributed to Thomas Edison. He said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Right.
And when I say failure, I didn't mean, abject failure. I meant, if you have a if you get to a point where you think you're on the right track for the one decision and you think you may have it, but you keep, as you say, you keep reaching out, you keep trying to educate yourself and to get smarter, and you realize, this is my one decision. It's just that I'm not at the graduate level yet. I got to go another step. What do you think?
I think that's true. It's almost like you kind of increase the percentages day by day by day, and I think that's a really beautiful way to put it. There's just no way to fail.
It's not a destination. It's a journey, isn't it?
No, it really is a journey. And what happens is, you can even choose. One decision can be that you're going to live your life as an adventure, or whatever you choose, your one decision, your life does become more adventurous, and you take risks. You do things you've never done before, and you're discovering new things. And when you're trying something new you haven't done before, you're not going to do it perfectly. How could you? I mean, mm-hmm. it's not even possible. But that's the adventure of it. You know, it's that you're playing the game that matters. You know, it's that you're on the playing field and you're swinging as the balls come. It's not even so much how many you hit. It's that right. You're out there playing, engaged, learning, growing, trying new things. That's
Judith,
exciting.
Let me stop you because we're running out of time. I want you to give us that offer again, please, before you go.
All right. So at www.judithwright.com, that's right with a W, you can get my book. And not only that, you can get a free training, weekend training with me for a friend. And also, you can get two other free books by wonderful authors.
What a deal. JudithWright.com. Judith, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We got a lot more to talk about. Thank you. Good luck with your book. The book is called The One Decision, folks. It's an important one. Quick break. Right back with Don Boudreau after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. When you're near me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.